You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
As always on a Tuesday, I speak to Ian Cruickshanks. Ian is the Chief Economist at the Centre for Risk Analysis at the South African Institute for Race Relations. God, I've got a list of things, but I don't want to read them out, Ian, because it's not just sad, but it's really depressing going into a time of the year which is, for many people, quite a joyous time.
It's a tragedy. You know, I was going to say it's laughable, but it's not. It's farcical. You couldn't write a plot for this. It's got into such a mess.
Let's talk about Eskom, first of all. The Eskom story disturbs me because it seems to me that apart from the distasteful show that Cyril Ramaphosa put on by saying, isn't Medupi fantastic, when he went on a tour of the facility, I think I'm getting my facts straight. It's the fact that there are no skills there. There are no skills there. The excuse for the current rounds of load shedding is that the conveyor belt that puts the coal into the furnace, the generator, whatever you call it, the conveyor belt has broken because of an electrical fault on an electrical board or something. It means that there aren't enough skilled workers there in order to sort that problem out.
Exactly.
Because people don't want to work for Eskom.
That's right. And you look, you know, they should have a total capacity of around 40,000 megawatts. So at the moment, they're running at an availability of 57%.
Mm.
Now, it should be, the global minimum they should run at is 75%. That's like saying, you know, your pass mark is 50, but if you get 30%, we'll let you go to the next one. This is totally unacceptable. And they talk about it being a manageable crisis. That's what nonsense. Maintenance has been neglected to such an extent. Reliability has fallen away so that our capacity is running at somewhere just around half of what it should be. That's not a manageable crisis. That's a disaster. And really, then they say, well, why has this happened? We've had unplanned breakdowns. Now, please, do they also have planned breakdowns? I mean, you know, this is just, as I said, it's farcical. And when we look at, so what are they doing? They're using emergency generators. These emergency generators are net power consumers. They take more power to run than the power they put out. What is happening here? There's just no responsible organization at all. And we should not be surprised to see our country slip further down in the ratings. Eskom's got a lot to do with it, but so has government in allowing them to get away with the theft and you know, difficulties that they have over the last few years.
Yeah, I can see a cartoon now coming into my head after what you've just said. I mean, the quid pro quo, if you like, of the situation, but I won't go into that now. Do you think that this is a good time to have load shedding, in other words, the month of December, because this is the month where industry closes down, or does it not matter to you?
Of course it matters. They are talking now of these recent close downs, take the mining industry. The mining industry is heavily dependent on electricity. They're talking of it putting 25,000 workers out of work. Now, you just extend that to the number of dependents that there are and think what that means to the average mining community as a whole. Really, it's not going to be much of a Christmas for them, is it? Because there won't be any paychecks, or there'll be significantly lower ones than they were expecting. And all this is pointed back and say, it's okay, don't worry, it's a manageable crisis. It isn't. And how is it coming out? Let's just look, just never mind the workers. What about the pensioners? I have just received the latest returns from the Government Employees Pension Fund. The year to March last year, they had a net return, total return, of 9.4%. Okay?
Yes.
That's not bad. It's definitely inflation positive, 5% over inflation. Total return this year, up to September this year, 0.4%. Take after inflation, and they're negative by about 5%. You know, this is a serious matter. The savings of the nations are being depleted wastefully, and there's no sense of, seems to be no admission of responsibility, which we really desperately need. It's not just Eskom, it's not just the mines, it's government themselves who are allowing the culprits to get away with it.
Yeah, I don't know what the solution is, but certainly there's got to be one, and it's got to be quite soon, yeah. Because we get to the point now where we will have to go to the IMF to get a loan at some stage, yeah. Because we're going to go into recession because of this latest round of load shedding, or very close to recession, I would have thought.
Absolutely. Mm. No, we are going to, yes. And you know what's happening, you know, we always follow the markets, we say. Follow the markets. Mr. Market really will tell you what's going to happen. Foreign flows. Let's look at what the rest of the world is looking at us. Already this year, we are up to the end of last month, net outflows, net sellers of 152 billion rands worth. That's a huge number. And it's not just corporate SA that they're selling via the bond market, via the equity markets through the JSE. It's government bonds. About 25 billion in government bonds have been sold back to South Africa because despite the yields being very satisfactory, inflation positive, it's no longer looked on as a safe haven. The credit risk is such that they're concerned and saying, there, take them back. We don't want them anymore. You're no longer an attractive investment arena. Well, now tell me, if we get a further downgrade, what will we be paying for our funding then? This is a really serious crisis, and I feel that it deserves more air and more more responsibility than we have a government seemingly capable of doing.
Yeah, it says here, let me just read you this now, it'll take a minute or so. It says, a lack of a large enough team of effective implementers or communicators around the president is meaning that what slow positive change is occurring is getting rapidly lost. Similarly, negative reforms and delays continue to glue business sentiment to the ground. Load shedding is similarly obscuring the slow process, indeed offsetting it, whilst questions over the future of SOEs and the crisis around both SAA and Eskom and fiscal worries are similarly dampening the mood as attention focuses on the downgrade to come next year if progress continues to fall short. Overall, it seems that not only is Ramaphosa dead, it was never alive, but the long arc of reform potential is being lost in the discourse. That's fairly damning.
Lindsay, most eloquently put, and I think that it needs to be said and well done in that respect. I'm afraid that we're just busy now waiting for the South Africa's manufacturing production, a major contributor to the economy, something between 17-18% of GDP. We've got the PMIs, Purchasing Managers Indices for manufacturing, way down below the 50 index level break even. We're expecting this just to confirm that manufacturing is yet another sector which is not performing. What are we expecting from that? Well, a severe reduction, and it just all goes to point to the fact that we are not going to be able to avoid a recession. I think it's coming right at us, and a downgrading, I'm afraid, and constant. What does it mean to us, to the man in the street? Higher interest rates, higher cost of everything. I'm afraid that the cost of living is going to traverse upwards rather than downwards as it has been going.
Yes, and what do you say to the people that were talking South Africa up over the last couple of years since Mr. Ramaphosa came to power? We can't be nasty about them because I think their intentions were good, but I think they've got to be realistic now, and I go for everyone from economists to fund managers.
But, hope and goodwill are not going to contribute to a reliable, effective strategy of rebuilding. We haven't seen that plan yet. We haven't seen a satisfactory plan yet. It's going to be drastic, but I'm afraid, yes, it will be take drastic action. That's what's ahead for the time being, I'm afraid. It's a sad outlook, but it does say that one can appreciate that those who are saying savings should be placed in other geographies maybe have a good point.
Yes, they do, and they have had a good point for many, many years. And, of course, we've got the small matter of SAA going into administration and Prasa's board being sacked. It's extraordinary what's going on.
Yes, and still nobody's been had up in court. Nobody is holding the responsibility, and nobody's gone to jail. It's seemingly that it's okay to behave with this level of responsibility. We'll never get our good name back under these circumstances.
Mm.
You know, if you think after democracy came around, and we had the time when we actually had a trading account, significant positive, we had a budget, a credit budget balance. You know, we could borrow more than we needed to use. These factors are not likely to be repeated in the foreseeable future. That is what the aim has to be. It's been done before. It'll have to be done. It has got to be done again. But it's going to mean a lot of tough times for the next, the medium term, the next 2, 3, 4 years.
Are you fearful about the country?
Let's just say I do make quite sure, perhaps more often than previously, that our home burglar alarm is in operating order. I tell you, what does it really mean? It means there are going to be more people losing their jobs, more hungry people. Hungry people have social demonstrations. Government's going to have to feed them. It'll have no money left over to extend the infrastructure. So that's going to stay in a state of disrepair. And because they have to feed people, after all, they're the electorate, that may be a bit nickel, but, you know, there is a moral responsibility. Can this be done? I hope so.
I didn't quite
answer the question, but I'm doubtful. And if we think we're going to avoid all the trials and tribulations of the North African spring, well, don't be naive. We're going to get a bit of a ripple through in that respect as well.
Ian, thank you very much for your insight. Sad as it was, that's Ian Cruickshanks, who's the chief economist at the Centre for Risk Analysis at the South African Institute for Race Relations. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox.